From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome again to Beers with the Brewers. Not recorded in the Kickstarter room this week.
No, we're in the Luxury Brands VIP suite.
Yep, up in the VIP suite, and we have to be there because we've got a very large party downstairs. So if you want to book a holiday party, Land Grant Tap Room's a place to do it.
So professional.
Mm-hmm. Dan Schaefer, how you doing this week?
I'm here.
Good.
Making it through.
Walt Tuckies.
I'm here as well.
Here as well, and special host, Kayla Chandler, joining us this week.
Hello.
I'm Mark, and we are going to be talking about Pastuzo Orange Marmalade Pale Ale, orange, jam, honey, and toast.
Mm-hmm.
So on food pairings this week, I think we're getting too grown up for that taco chili thing, even though Walt served up some pretty good chili over the weekend.
I did make a good chili. The secret ingredient was chorizo, which rhymes with pastuzo, so we could just do that.
We should probably pair it with something down at Ray Ray's.
Like jerk chicken?
Jerk chicken.
I feel like I say this a lot, but Friday and Sunday wing special, this would go real well.
So I'll throw in for the rib tips, since those are...
Yeah. I mean, it's very light, drinkable beer, so I think, yeah, it would be perfect with just about any food, really. Maybe with some orange marmalade toast at your favorite diner.
Yeah, I'll have to say, orange marmalade pale ale resonates with me because orange marmalade on rye is my breakfast jam.
Yeah, so there you go, orange marmalade. Whether you're at Tommy's Diner or Beachwald Diner.
DK Diner.
Nothing's finer than being at a diner.
It's true.
I kind of want to pair it with something sweet.
I could see that.
Like a holiday treat, maybe?
Like a sugar cookie or a pastry.
Yeah, that's what we were saying down in the office earlier, was James threw out those, we couldn't settle on a name for them, but like those cookies you get at Christmas time.
I think they're like Walker's brand.
They come in the assorted shapes. There's like the little pretzel with like the thick, like the big flakes of like sugar on them. And it's like there's a pretzel-shaped one and then like chess pieces. And like a couple other holiday shapes, and it comes in a tin.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had any cookies yet this season. It's going to get ugly this weekend, though. Marnie is busting out the baking sheets.
And, oh.
I will be hovering.
Nice.
Do you guys agree that...
I think it'd go perfectly with one of those cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of has it in the nose already a little bit. I think with the kind of biscuit toast... malt backing, so
yeah, you might
want to
avoid,
why not?
You might want to avoid chocolate with it. I don't know if that'd be good. People like that orange and chocolate. That's never been my jam, though.
I like that.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know, if you like that, I guess maybe it'd be good.
You really backed off that quickly.
Yeah, I really took my stance and gave up on it.
Talking about pairing beers with desserts, how about that Jenny's event Tuesday night?
I think that was our best pairing yet.
Should we reveal the pairings?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's review these.
Right,
and these, you know, Jenny's is right here in town. Land Grant's right here in town. You could always pair them up on your own if you miss the event.
And the pairings were pretty outstanding. And they were Jenny's pumpkin cake roll ice cream with Moonracer Pilsner.
That was good.
Their classic Brambleberry Crisp, which is one of my favorite Jenny's flavors, with the Cramble Jamble.
Yeah, we were kind of railing against doing that at first because it just seems so redundant. But it
seems too obvious.
I think it is fun three rambling words together, jambling.
Sometimes the most obvious pairing is the right one. Cognac and gingerbread with beard crumbs. And their goat cheese and red cherries with La Superiora Mole Porter.
That was one of my favorites.
That's Dan's favorite, too.
Chocolate cheesecake.
So,
biggity bam.
It went great. Whenever we have one, inevitably we get a comment on Instagram or Facebook where people are like, beer and ice cream? What? And honestly, I was a little skeptical the first time we tasted them together, but beer and ice cream go real well together.
Yeah, it's like two of your favorite things, mm-hmm. only both of them.
Yeah.
It's great.
So we will do another one sometime, so stay tuned to social and all that, and listen to the podcast, and we'll let you know when the next Jenny's and Land Grant pairing event is.
Might be a special Valentine's Day pairing coming up.
Oh, there you go.
How about Holiday Enchantment, Kayla? How's that coming along?
Well, it's this Saturday.
Day after tomorrow.
I don't think it's going to be snowing, unfortunately.
Are we still going to have Ernie the Alpaca here?
Yes.
Do we size him for a saddle?
I don't think he has a special costume.
I don't think you can ride an alpaca.
He will be outside, and if you're worried about him, he'll be covered.
He's got fur.
I want to make sure he's taken care of.
Yeah.
He's a special guest.
It's going to be chilly Saturday, but not as chilly as it was yesterday.
Yeah, what's a weather report, Walt?
It's going to be in the 40s. I'm seeing overcast, chance of rain in the early morning, like 5 a.m. So, but whether it's cold doesn't matter because there's going to be free hot cocoa, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
it doesn't matter how cold it is.
I'm glad you guys finally got his name right.
Yeah, we tried to get your attention last week when I couldn't remember the alpaca's name, but you were in an important meeting.
It was Bert, yeah. Merle, and Earl.
Yeah.
Bert and Bert, Ernie.
I said yeah, Bert.
It was
yeah.
close.
So I was, yeah, I was in the right realm.
He's still
on, I was on the right
Sesame
street.
Street address.
I was on the right street. Yeah, so Holiday Enchantment is this Saturday. We'll have holiday music. Holiday beer, vendors, Santa Claus, his estranged cousin, Captain Beard Crumbs, all that fun stuff. And if you bring a gift for the Franklinton Arts District Toy Drive, you can take 10% off a purchase of merch. So that's cool. Do that. There's a new toy or art supplies, right? Come down, check that out. And then the other thing we got going on right now is our holiday piano series.
Yeah, so Tony Haygood will be joining us from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, December 13th, tomorrow.
And then again next Friday, right?
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
He's really good.
He vowed to me he would not play Piano Man.
Mark was harassing him and...
I wasn't harassing him. I was getting a pre-game beer.
If you were requesting Piano Man from the Piano Man, I think that counts as harassment.
No, I was requesting he did not play Billy Joel's Piano Man.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. That's fine.
Maybe you're trying to etch him for some chopsticks action or something.
I don't think that's a Christmas
heart and
song.
Soul. Should we talk about this beer?
We're here. We might
Pastuzo.
As well.
Pastuzo.
I mean, we should almost like just skip straight to the crushability index on this one.
Yeah, I think as soon as he says the ABV, we'll just... yeah. Roll into it.
4.2%.
How crushable is it?
6, and we're done.
Yeah, we don't need to. We don't need to belie the conversation on that one. I think this is going to be a 6, unanimous 6. Mark, right?
I'm going 6 crusher this week.
Kayla,
yeah.
4.2. Drink all 6 responsibly.
Get you through some. Awkward holiday festivities, yeah. But
spread them out.
Don't cross that threshold. No one needs to lose a job. You don't want to go past that breaking point with family members. This is your beer.
Yeah, this is great.
Is this beer a good Easy source of drinker. Vitamins?
We're not allowed
Vitamin
to say
C?
That. I think.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that on the podcast.
But I
good,
will.
We can't.
I will
health
say that.
Benefits.
Good source of lupulin.
Yeah, so, Centennial Pacifica and Amarillo hops, 56 calculated IBUs, but yeah, not so much. This was all 170 hop stand. What we did was we took that Mosaic Amarillo Centennial combo from the original concentrate and replaced the Mosaic with Pacifica, which has this really nice spicy orange character. So this is... as usual with my recipes, it's kind of a mishmash of different ideas, but it was originally inspired by a collaboration between BrewDog and Tempest when I was over in Scotland. They did a beer called Marmalade on Toast. I really love that beer, but they used orange peel. I'm like, well, I'd really like to do that, but just use hops. So that is this.
Nailed it.
Yeah, not too bad. They had a nice hefty chunk of both wheat and rye in here. I think about 20% of both. So even though it is very low ABV, it's got a nice mouthfeel to it. It doesn't feel watery or thin.
For as light as it is, it's, I'm not going to say it's heavy, you know, heavy on the medium side, but kind of medium light body.
It's,
I mean,
chewy. It's got a pronounced malt character too. It's, it has very, it's like toast, fresh toast.
It's a really nice color.
Yeah, it's not quite full on Haysboro, but it's got a, nor was it intended to, but it's got a very nice golden hue to it. And it's always nice when you sort of vision one of these recipes in your head and sort of appears in the glass before you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you just nailed my new holiday favorite.
Nifty.
Just in time for Christmas.
Yep. Should we touch on the name a bit for those not Paddington inclined?
Oh, yeah. Pastuzzo is kind of an interesting name.
Yeah, I don't know. It's when the orange marmalade idea got floated out there, the only thing I could think of was the movie Paddington and the books Paddington. Because if there are any parents out there that have read them or seen the movies, like, they're all obsessed with marmalade and specifically orange marmalade. And obviously calling it Paddington would be a bit on the nose, and he's not of legal drinking age. But his uncle from Peru, where he grows up, is named Pastuzzo, and I just thought it's a fun name. It's fun to say. It's got a lightness to it that I thought matched the beer. So there's the name.
I like it.
Yeah.
We should talk about this can.
Should we?
He's cute.
It's got a cute bear
it's
on there.
Cute little bear.
He's got a snout stuck in a marmalade jar.
Some nice glasses, top hat.
It's a very sophisticated bear, as you can see.
So, and isn't there more of a story that we should be telling about Pastuzzo?
The part where he's dead?
Well, there are people that may not have seen the movie yet. I don't want to spoil
anything. That's a spoiler?
Oh, yeah. Don't want any spoiler alerts. How long ago did this movie come out?
I think this is a place for it.
It's fairly recently.
4 years ago.
4 years, yeah. So if you haven't seen it.
So buy a six-pack, watch the movie, pour one out for Pastuzzo, and drink the other five.
I will give... I am a parent, so that's the reason I watched Paddington to begin with, but... Both of those movies are, like, legitimately good movies.
It's delightful British humor.
Even if you don't have kids, the Paddington movies are pretty solid. Recommend them.
So as a parent, can you develop any drinking games surrounding this film?
Yeah, I'm sure you probably could.
Every time his uncle dies, you have a
physical gag.
Pour a little on the curb.
Okay, Mark. You know, the poor guy. Just let him be.
It's probably a nice bear.
Yeah. So
I haven't seen the film yet, but I'm up for it.
That gets my two thumbs up recommendation. Check it out.
Kayla, what was this question from a listener we had this week?
Joey Mako. And he sent it via email, which is acceptable.
Yeah, that's fine. Way. Cheers at LandGrantBrewing.com. Ask us a question.
It's an excellent way to send it.
You can also send it through Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Preferably not Twitter, but any of those other ones, we'll be sure to see it.
Yeah, so thank you, Joey, for writing into us. From Joey, looking for that free tea, but also curious about this. Where were you shopping when you first started home brewing and then when Land Grant was first started? Example, when I homebrew, I shop at Gentil's for my ingredients. Thanks.
There you go.
There it is. Good question. Dan, the only person I know that brews all day long goes home and brews all night.
It's important to have hobbies.
I have a problem.
But, Dan's still a home brewer.
First of all, I question whether Joey Mako is a real name. That's just too, I don't know. It sounds like a hitman. So I wish my name was like Danny Hammerhead or something.
Homebrewing hitman.
This better be a really good answer then, Dan.
I originally got my stuff from the winemaker shop up on High Street, not too far away from where I currently reside. So mostly because I was lazy and I didn't want to get a mill, and they would mill my grains for me for free.
Yep. They get an old mill.
Yeah, shout out to them. They provided the hops that I used for our little concentrate stop motion ad that you may have seen out there on YouTube or social. They were the only place in town I could find some whole cone hops at a time where whole cone hops are very much not in season. They'd been sitting there for a while, but they looked fine for a video.
Yeah,
they probably wouldn't have made a very good beer at that point, but.
I started at Winemaker's Shop as well. And at that time, it was located in an old theater just across from Clinton Heights Elementary, Clinton Heights Lutheran Church, which is still vacant and was tore down. And they were in the underneath of an old theater, like up in what the lobby area would have been in the days of way back.
What was the...
So the theater's still there? It's just vacant?
The theater's gone. Tore it down. They were trying to find somebody that would reno it, and that's that block that now they're just now building on.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Do you remember there was a place out on the east side in Kahana? They had homebrew supplies, but it was also a small brewery. Obviously didn't survive, but...
In Kahana.
I went there for a little while.
You're not talking Neil House, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yep, Neil House, back in the day.
Pour another one out.
Yeah, Neil House closed, like, not kind of right before the big boom of breweries, I believe. And someone bought up their, had a cider or something that everyone loved. I don't know. It was kind of before my time as a Columbus resident who wasn't in college.
We're gonna have to play like a party soundtrack over the back of this.
It's so quiet, especially with these headphones.
It's like
on.
A very it's like creepy NPR vibe going on. It's just, yeah.
You really get in your own head.
You know, there's a problem when I think it's too quiet. So,
well, hey Joey, thanks for asking us a question.
Joey Mako,
yeah, follow up. With us, and we'll get you that free t-shirt that you so desire.
Next week on the podcast, we'll be talking about the second single hop Lonely Hops Club, Denali.
Mm-hmm.
It smells amazing. It's going to be good.
It's going to be
good.
I like
that Denali hop. So, yeah, so probably release that in the tap room, what, next Thursday?
That's right, next Thursday, and try and get over to Bluestone for the Beatles Marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, everybody, have a good week. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers.
Tip your bartenders.
Come celebrate the holidays with us on Saturday.
Suggested pairings this week on taco and chili. What do you got, Dan?
I did not write that, and I am not going to say that.
Well, I thought it would tie in rather well, since Pastuzo is a dead bear.
Come on now.